sozo means all those five things: saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. Now then, let's read this like this. Let's convert this word saved. Let's put the word healed in there. And let's say it like this. But what does it say? The word is nigh thee. It is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if I shall confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I will be healed. I will be made whole. I will be preserved. It's all mine. It was in the atonement. Well, the night I read that and found out that the word saved was in the Greek, and it meant it was sozo. And when I went to the word sozo and said, dictionary, what does it mean? And it told me those five things. I said, okay, now computer, tell me how many times the word sozo is used in the Greek New Testament. And it said 120 times in 103 different places, 103 different verses. So I went into the Bible and I read every one of them. It took me hours. After I read all of those, I made this statement to God. I said, Lord, if this says what I think it says, I said, Lord, I must be more confused right now than I've ever been in my life. I said, because if this says what I think it says, I said, I was saved as an 11-year-old boy in a little church in Cross Plains, Texas, when I was 11. I accepted you as my Lord and Savior. But I said, Lord, if that word sozo, I said, if it means I was healed, I said, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11? I said, I'm now 45. I've been, from the time I was 11 till I was 45, I had double pneumonia twice. I had down in my back six or eight times. I had colds and flus almost every year. I just thought it was a way of life. Everybody had the flu every year. I mean, I never did go take a flu shot or nothing like that. You know, I went in one time to take a flu shot, and when I was a young man, and I said, Doc, is this flu shot going to help me get well quicker? He said, well, I can give you the flu shot and you'll get over it in 3 weeks. You can do without the flu shot and get over it in 21 days. I said, Doc, are you serious? He said, yeah. He said, it's all about the same. He said, you just wear it off. I said, well, then I ain't never going to take another flu shot. Yeah. Well, I never did take another flu shot. Never have. But I still had the flu all the time. Every year, I mean, you know, here's what you say. You don't realize, well, it's getting cool weather. Time for the flu season to come back in. I know y'all, none of y'all ever said that. I know none of y'all ever said as mothers to your children, oh, now it's getting cool weather. Don't run out there in that grass. You're going to catch your death of cold. You ever say that to your children? Do we do those kind of things? Why in the world do we do those kind of things? I mean, my mother used to say it to me, and then I'd come down with a flu or a cold, runny nose. She said, see, I told you if you run out in that wet grass with the, you know, with those wet feet, I mean, that feet with no socks and shoes on, you would catch the flu. See, you've got it. She didn't have a clue. She spoke it on me. But I didn't either. So I didn't know how to get rid of it. I just let it run its course. My mother was cursing me, and she didn't have a clue, and I didn't either. We didn't know. We did not know. And so I've told the Lord, I said, Lord, I do not understand how I got saved when I was 11, and I'm now 45 years old, and I know I've walked with you all that time. I know I have never been unsaved because I've stayed with you. I've worked out my salvation. I've studied your word. I've never got out into the world. I've walked holy and clean and pure before you. And if I sinned anywhere, which I might probably did a time or two, some little something, but Lord, if I knew I did it, I immediately repented. I want to walk in love and do what you say. But I said, Lord, I've been sick so many times from the time I was 11 to 45. I said, if I was healed, then why have I been sick? And he spoke to me audibly. He said, son, I am a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please me. Now, do you know anywhere in the Bible where it might say the same exact thing as that? It's in Hebrews 11:6. He says the very same thing. In fact, flip over there to Hebrews 11:6, Dave, right quick, and let's look at this. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So he, see, there it is. In other words, I had received him by faith as my Savior when I was 11. But that's all I knew about. I didn't know he was a healer when I was 11. Had no idea. So how am I going to receive something by faith that I don't know belongs to me? Does that make sense? Now, I'd heard a preacher preach for 11 years that Jesus is a Savior in a Baptist church. I mean, every time I went, every Sunday, they preached salvation. And it took me 11 years to get it at that. Isn't that amazing? 11 years. That's sad. But some people go to church all their life and never get it. But they never heard of salvation message either. But finally, one day, when you hear the salvation message, you think, wow, I need to get saved. Well, I got saved at 11 because I did hear it regularly, but I did not know Jesus was a healer until I was 45. At 45, I received him after he said, I am a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please me. And then he said, you, talking to me, you, Thurman, have never received me, God, as your healer by faith in my word. Now then, until I received Jesus as my personal Savior by faith, was I saved or lost? I was lost. In other words, until I received him by faith. When I received him by faith, then I was saved, wasn't I? But I could have walked down the aisle and somebody said, well, you know, I'm going to go down the aisle and accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior today. You want to go with me? I said, sure, go down there. What are you? I want to accept Jesus as my Savior. And they never, nobody asked, by what grounds? What scriptures are you standing on? What makes you think you're saved? Well, Jesus died on the cross for me. He went to hell for me. He arose again the third day. I believe that by faith in his word. Okay, now that makes a difference, doesn't it? Why are you believing, how are you receiving Jesus as your Savior? Well, I don't know. My friend said he was going to do it, so I'll do it. Did I get saved? No. Somebody says, are you saved? Oh, yeah, yeah. I went down with my friend back in when I was 11 years old. And, yeah, I'm saved. By what grounds? Well, I don't know what grounds. I just went down to my friend and told him I wanted to accept Jesus. Never really stuck. Never got it. I was never saved. But when I said, yes, I see where Jesus died on the cross for me. He did this for me. So I'm receiving Jesus by faith as my Savior. Well, I really knew that when I was 11. So from 11 to 45, I was saved. But I had no idea that he was the healer. I had no idea that word, sozo, meant saved, healed, delivered, and all those things. So that night, I said, Lord, you're right. I have never received you as my personal healer by faith in your word. So I said, but Lord, tonight I'm going to do that. So I knelt down on the floor at age 45. I received Jesus Christ, according to Romans 10, 8 and 9. I received Jesus Christ as my personal healer. I said, Lord, from this day forth, I am now healed. I'm going to walk in divine health. I am going to walk without sin. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to do what you tell me to do, and I'm going to walk in total faith. And from this day forth, I ain't never going to be sick again. I said, Lord, thank you. It's done. Next morning, I'm praising the Lord. I go to work. I walk into my workplace. I said, bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. They said, Thurman, you sure are happy this morning. I said, praise God. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal healer last night, and I ain't never going to have another sick day. And they all just laughed at me. Oh, Thurman, you've always been a religious fanatic. Now you've dropped off the deep end. You know everybody's going to be sick. Everybody gets sick. I said, you can get sick if you want to. I ain't going to be sick no more. Amen. See, I really believed it. Amen. I'm never going to have another sick day. Well, I walked out of the room praising the Lord, and one of the Baptist preachers that worked up here, he said, well, let's just wait. Let's watch him. First time he comes down with something and he gets sick, we'll just give him the horse laugh. See, that's where we live, in the church. We don't believe this book. So 5 or 6 years later, that preacher came to me and said, Thurman, have you had a sick day? I said, I've been around you almost every day for 5 years. I haven't seen you have a single sick day. I said, no, sir. I told you 5 years ago I received Jesus as my personal healer, according to Romans 10, 8 and 9. And I said, I am healed. I am saved. I ain't never going to be lost again because I'm going to walk in obedience to his word. And I ain't never going to be sick again because I received him as my personal healer. He said, well, you're going to have to show me that in the Word. So I went and showed it to him. And for the next 5 or 6 years, I kept up with that young man. And finally, we parted places. But I still know where he's at today. I don't think that young man has ever had a sick day himself since that time. But he received Jesus Christ as his personal healer too. Now, who is this for? Us, the church, the children of God, the sons and daughters of the Most High God. But see, he's a faith God. Who did Jesus come on the earth to save? Everybody. Everybody. Well, brother, what if you had never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior by faith? Would you be lost? You'd be lost. That's exactly right. I don't care who you are, you too, you, if any of you in this room, Jesus paid the price for your salvation on the cross. Did he not, young lady? He paid that for every human being on the earth, didn't he? If he did, why so many of them lost today? Well, we ain't doing a very good job telling them about it, are we? Most of us are not telling nobody about Jesus. In the workplace, you mention Jesus, somebody will walk up to you and say, you can't talk about Jesus here. Oh, my goodness, that woman is in rebellion. Praise God. We need a few more rebellious women like that. But is this what's wrong? But is this what's wrong with us? We have not had enough experiences with God for him to be real to us. You know, when Jesus gets real to you, you can't keep your mouth shut. You've got to talk to somebody about Jesus, right, brother? Amen. I mean, if Jesus has done some wonderful things for you, if he's ever healed you or set you free or ever spoken to you audibly or something, hey, forget it. It's over. You got to tell them about Jesus, right? I mean, it don't make any difference what you do to me. Just like Paul said. Paul, if you go down to Jerusalem, they're going to kill you down there. He said, what's the big deal? He said, to live is Christ, to die is gain. You know, are you there with your walk with God? If you're not, I hope you are. You need to be. So you won't step in no kind of fear. But Jesus bore... In fact, let's we'll talk about healing here. Let's go from here. Let's go to Matthew 8:13, and I want you to see something here. I want you to see this awesome promise in Matthew 8:13. Now, this is the story about the centurion that brought his servant.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Flesh and Spirit War Against Each Other, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. 242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.